How do we identify the claims made by prophets? How do we know that they are prophets of God or not? There are a few ways of proving this. The first way is through the conduct and morals of that person, such as honesty, truth, never having any deviation from the path of God and justice during their entire life. They are free from any type of mistakes. A second way is an introduction by previous prophets, but this goes on the condition that the previous prophet has been identified and accepted. The third way of identifying a prophet is through miracles. It is known that many people like magicians, astrologers, and etc. do perform many extraordinary acts which common people are unable to perform. A miracle is called a mu'jiza in the Arabic language. Mu'jiza literally means that which people are unable to do. So in Islamic terminology, a mu'jiza is an act that people are unable to do, but Allah shows it at the hands of someone He has chosen as proof of their being a prophet, a messenger, or an imam appointed by Allah. So what is the difference between a miracle and such extraordinary acts? A miracle does not happen by accident. A miracle should always remain beyond the reach of the people of the time and should always remain unchallenged and undefeated. If a miracle is real, no magic can overcome it. The religion that that person claims to bring from Allah must be sensible according to the views of the right-thinking people of his time, based on perfection and intelligence. The person performing the miracle must himself practice and obey the rules of that religion himself. The ethical, moral, and social life of the person who claims to show the miracle must be beyond reproach, most perfect, and most noble in the eyes of the right-thinking people of his time. The challenge given in connection with that miracle should not be limited to a time. It must remain a challenge during the entire period that the person's prophethood and message is supposed to continue.